Yes, it's just gone 9:25 Central African time. We do have Mufti Zubair Bayat on the program. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana Habib, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all our esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
We hope that you have been well this morning, inshallah, Mufti Saab.
Ji, Mawlana.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And your side, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu. As Mufti Saab always says, complaining doesn't help anyone.
It's true, Mawlana. It doesn't even help the person complaining.
Lovely.
You know, today.
Just to do a quick recap of our previous discussion that we had on the 8th of the previous month, we spoke about hijama, the cupping. We mentioned that the suitable dates are the 17th, 19th, and the 21st. And we mentioned in terms of the days, we said Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays. We should avoid Wednesdays, as this is the practice. And then we should also avoid the 13th, 14th, and the 15th, as the moon has an impact on the body. And we also said that males should do for males, and then females should do cupping for females. And we also said that cupping should be done by a competent person, and we shouldn't take shortcuts in this because it could lead to serious injuries. We also said avoid cupping when one is weak, especially those who have medical conditions, and we went into some of the conditions. And also avoid cupping when you were on a full stomach, and also in a state of anxiety, you should avoid cupping at that time. And the best time is in the early hours in the morning. Just a brief recap of our previous discussion with this up. We can, inshallah, pick up from here. But first, I believe you want to speak about Maulana Sami'ul Haq, who passed away in Pakistan, who was assassinated in Muftisab.
Yes, Maulana, Jazakumullah khair. I think you've sort of summarized that discussion we had quite a while ago, I think. It was on Kapin.
Ji.
You know, in between, I had gone to South America for about 2 weeks. So we had missed out our program here on Radio Islam International. And inshallah, in due course, Maulana, we could perhaps even touch on some aspects of the Muslim community in South America and what is happening there and so on.
Inshallah.
It's a very, very interesting discussion. But since I would like to take leave earlier today, Maulana, one of our ulama in Phoenix, Maulana Wasim Murad, his father passed away, and the janaza salah is this morning. So I would like to attend the janaza salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him and all the marhumin, Jannatul Firdaws and Maghfirat. We also heard about Maulana Ashraf Dokrat's mother-in-law who passed away in the week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her also Maghfirat, may his heart grant her Jannatul Firdaws. And we all owe it to our deceased to make a lot of dua for them, to seek Allah's forgiveness for them, and to read and send rewards or to do any good deeds and convey the rewards to them. This is very, very beneficial for them and for us. So, nevertheless, we did do this program on cupping, and apparently there were a number of questions that came after the program or towards the end of the program that didn't give us enough time to go into further discussion. But if there is any questions that anybody has regarding this cupping discussion that we had earlier on, they could sort of forward their questions. In the meantime, the Muslim world has been facing many tragedies in the recent past, tragedy after tragedy. And the sad reality is that you know, there's very little good news these days, Maulana. Most of the time, when we receive the news and the news comes out, it's mainly the very negative things and very, very painful and very sad and very distressful and very tragic news that keeps coming. And in the midst of all of this bad news, one of the news items that came out this week, very tragically, a very, very senior alim and personality, Hazrat Maulana Sami'ul Haq, Rahmatullah Ali, we have to say now, a very leading personality of Pakistan, very well-known alim. He was the son of a very illustrious personality and great alim, Maulana Abdul Haq Rahmatullah Ali. Maulana Abdul Haq Rahmatullah Ali was a student of Darul Uloom Deoband, and then he lectured at Darul Uloom Deoband, and then he settled in Pakistan in an area called Akora Khatak, which is near Rawalpindi, Islamabad, and he established the Darul Uloom Haqqaniya. And this Darul Uloom Haqqaniya is perhaps one of the biggest institutions in Pakistan. Thousands of students were studied here. Maulana Abdul Haq Rahmatullah Ali, an extremely pious, sincere personality, a very great personality. A lot has been written about him by the ulama, biographies, etc. have been written about him. Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he visited Pakistan, he said this is the Deoband of Pakistan in reference to this institution because of the curriculum and the temperament of the principal, the founder, and the teachers and the students, as well as the the size and magnitude of the education and the number of students that was there at this institution. So Maulana Samiul Haq Saab Rahmatullah Ali is the son of Maulana Abdul Haq Saab, and he naturally succeeded his father as the successor and the principal of this institution, and he has been serving this institution for many, many decades. A great alim who was a great orator, he was a great author, he was a great scholar, he was a Sheikhul Hadith of the institution besides being the principal there. And he was an absolute ocean of knowledge, and at the same time he was a very, very active person in the community affairs, in the affairs of the country. Maulana was a great politician. He participated in the politics of Pakistan as a member of the Senate, as a member of Parliament, and he served in various roles and capacities. And he traveled internationally to many seminars. In fact, Maulana had visited South Africa too. And it was my good fortune that I happened to meet Maulana here in South Africa. And I had an opportunity to spend some time with him when he visited here. So he was an all-rounded personality. The type of scholars and ulama we saw in the past. The ulama of the past were people who were very versatile. People who could do, they were like a one-man institution. This was, in one word, we could describe Maulana Samiul Haq Rahmatullah Ali. He was a one-man institution. He could, see to various needs of the ummah and fulfill the various needs of the ummah. So this is the type of person he was, extremely versatile, very attuned to the needs of the community and the country, very active. He was actively involved in guiding the new Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan. Maulana had met him on several occasions, gave him lots of advice, and engaged him on various challenges that the country faces. So this is this personality, Maulana Samiul Haq, and most unfortunately and very sadly, Maulana had attended a massive rally that was held in Islamabad regarding this issue of the blasphemy case, which is another long discussion. I don't want to go into that discussion. But he was on his way home, and he stopped over at one venue to take a short rest. And in the duration that he was resting, he was alone in the room, and some people came in. They're not exactly sure how many people came in, and they assassinated Maulana. He was stabbed to death, very brutally stabbed to death whilst he was resting on the bed. So this is the tragic news of the assassination of another great leading alim of the Ummah. Maulana may have been about 83 years of age, according to different things people are saying. I'm not exactly sure about his date of birth, so we don't exactly know what was his age, but definitely well over 80. In 1988, he had actually become the principal of the institution of his late father, the Darul Uloom Haqqaniyah, from which, thousands and thousands of ulama have qualified and graduated and are serving in different parts of Pakistan and different parts of the world. The Janaza Salah took place. In fact, Maulana was martyred just between Maghrib, Asr and Maghrib on Friday, which again, is an indication of a very blessed death, because first of all, to pass away on a Friday, and then between Asr and Maghrib on Friday, which is a very blessed and Mubarak time, and then to have a death of Shahada. This was the highest form of death that anyone can aspire for, the death of Shahada. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with that high honor, that he would be included in the list of the Shuhada. Maulana could have died a natural death, but Allah destined for him a death of Shahada, although it is a great loss to the Ummah. But for Maulana, it is a great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the death of Shahada. And according to some information, he was actually born in 1937, in December 1937. So if you go to look at it, then he was 81 years according to the Gregorian calendar, but according to the Islamic calendar, he was perhaps 83, 84 years of age. So this is this great personality, Hazrat Maulana Samiul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Janaza Salah took place the next day at the Darul Uloom Haqqaniyah. And there was a huge turnout. About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the janaza took place, and approximately 800,000 people attended the Salatul Janaza. It was a huge, massive crowd, because his students alone numbered in the thousands and thousands. And the graduates of the institution also in the thousands, and their students and so on. If you have to look at it, it was a huge, huge turnout for Maulana's Janaza Salah. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus. Allah make his complete maghfirat, and Allah accept his shahada, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant his family sabr, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to use them in the footsteps of their illustrious predecessors to continue to serve the deen of Allah, to serve the deen of Islam. So this was a brief overview of Maulana Samiul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Another very tragic bit of news that reached us, on the same day, Maulana, was the demise of a very young alim of our country, Ahmad Katrada, who happened to be also in a sense a grandson of the well-known politician Ahmad Katrada of our country, the well-known Ahmad Katrada, Katie as he was known, as the one who was the companion of ex-President Mandela at on Robben Island and so on. This was a young alim, Ahmad Katrada, from Swaiza, studied at Darul Uloom in Azadville. I knew this young Ali Maulana from the days of his student days. In the very first years of his student days, I used to meet him frequently. I was always impressed by his piety, his akhlaq. He was outstanding, extremely humble student, very, very obliging. There was an ijtima that took place at the Darul Uloom Azadwal premises a few years ago. And I was staying there in the masjid rooms there with some of my companions, and Maulana was doing our khidmat, and absolutely amazing quality of khidmat. I'm sure all those who know him, his teachers, his fellow colleagues, the fellow students in the madrasa, all will vouch for the fact that he was really outstanding in terms of his piety and his akhlaq. And he graduated only in 2016, and he spent time in the path of Allah, and he came back to his community, and he started to work in the community and doing tremendous amount of service to the town, working with the youth, working with the elders. It is a great loss for the ummah that a young alim like this has been, you know, tragically assassinated again. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise his status in Jannatul Firdaus, accept his shahada also on Mubarak night, Mubarak day of Friday. His janazah salah was also on Friday afternoon. Not only him, but sadly, Maulana's father also, father and son, both on one day. It was a great tragedy for the family, I'm sure. It is a great loss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, give them sabr al jameel, and give them the reward of the sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Maulana highest stages and his father the highest stages of Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus, and make the maghfirat. You know, to replace an alim is very difficult. Mautul alim, mautul alam. And a young alim who has so much of promise and potential to serve the ummah, and a young alim like this leaves, it's a vacuum, it's a void. You can imagine how much of work he could have done. But Allah in his wisdom knew, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written that much of life, and every person comes into this world with a limited lifespan. And this was how much Maulana's lifespan was decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, he was honored in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted him first for the knowledge of his deen. He studied diligently as a student, went out in the path of Allah, came back, began to serve his community, and in that condition Allah took him from this world. He could have been any ordinary young man. He could have been in business. He could have been in, you know, academics. He could have been in university, in college. He could have been working for some company. He could have been some professional. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected him for his deen. And in the service of deen, Allah took him from this world. So this is actually a great honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an individual. Mm. And we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us also. Amen. And Allah ta'ala take us also whilst we serve in his deen. Amen. And we involve in some good work of serving the ummah and the community. So this is the sad, you know, news and the tragic news that the ummah has been receiving in the last few days. And we make dua for afia, we make dua for protection, we make dua for hifazat. One of the great ulama has seen a dream in which some advices were given that informed the ummah that due to the excessive sinning, you know, calamities are going to descend on the ummah, and difficult conditions are going to befall the ummah. If they want to be saved from these conditions, then everybody should start resorting to a lot of istighfar and tawbah. So I take this opportunity also to invite all of our esteemed listeners of Radio Islam to engage in excessive tawbah and istighfar. Pass the word around, send messages out on your groups to your family and friends, and ask everybody to engage profusely in istighfar and make tawbah, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our deficiencies and shortcomings. Everyone should try and make this their permanent zikr, the zikr of astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Briefly, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in your midst, then Allah would not punish you. And if you engage in istighfar and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish you and the azab will not befall you. So the Quran is giving us a guarantee that as long as we're making istighfar and we're seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be overtaken by any kind of punishment or azab. So this is the only way to save ourselves, is to resort to a lot of istighfar and tawbah. We know our condition, we know how weak we are. And the only way forward for us is to engage in excessive tawbah and istighfar. We've heard a lot of lectures and talks on the importance of tawbah and istighfar. There isn't time to give any long lectures now, but it's a simple, straightforward message. Let us all make a lot of istighfar. Let us make the intention ourselves to do that and pass the word around to the whole ummah through our families and friends and through our social media networks and other ways, that let everybody begin to engage in profuse istighfar so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and protect us from the calamities that are crashing down onto the earth at this moment in time.
Jazakallah khairan, Mufti Sahib, much appreciated, and we hope to chat to you next week, inshallah.
Inshallah ta'ala, Mawlana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, Mufti Sahib spoke about Mawlana Ahmed Katrada, who is Mr. Katrada's brother's grandson, mashallah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the highest stages to all those who have passed on. And we also make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us also with safety when we are leaving this world. Most importantly, with the gift of Iman and in a state that Allah is pleased with us. It's 9:47 Central African time. Yesterday, the Jamiatul Ulama, the head branch, hosted a meeting for the committee members throughout the country. And alhamdulillah, close to 200 participants made their way to the head office. And from these, I would say about 80 different committees from different parts of the country had convened for the meeting. And alhamdulillah, it was a very fruitful session. The seminar was discussing issues related to governance, compliance, employee benefits, indigenous empowerment initiatives, community challenges facing the ummah, and there were also presentations that were made. The overview of the presentations include the activities of the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, the presentation on Jamaat employees, that's the Muazzinin, the Imams and the Muallims. Basically, in this presentation, the one committee presented that this is how we are working in our area and these are the kind of measures we have taken into account. We've got medical schemes for the ulama that are serving on our staff role, and then we've got these perks, etc., etc. So that was a very good working document that other people could take and try and implement in their own circle. And alhamdulillah, you know, we get to see that what other people are doing in their communities through these initiatives. Because you've got 80 communities or 80 committee members coming from different parts of the community. You get to learn from each other. You get insight into the workings of their side and how things operate in terms of the committee. So mashallah, it was a very good program, well attended, well organized, etc. The Muslim Mediation and Arbitration Council was also discussed how it works, and it is an alternative dispute resolution process compared to the conventional one, and it's also a very minimal cost it comes, and alhamdulillah, that is also part of the Jamiat's strength. In fact, Mufti Minti was mentioning that this is one of a kind in the Muslim world, not just in South Africa, but in the Muslim world, one of its kind. It was initiated in 2002, and this was the visionary scholars that we had, and that we have part of the structures, mashallah. We also spoke about the legal vehicles such as trusts, NPOs, NPC, and the other legal side of matters, for example, the taxation, how a non-profit organization works with SARS, and how the committees need to align themselves with the rules and the governing process of South Africa. So it was a very good turnout, alhamdulillah, and it was an important one because it was addressing matters that are important and not many people have insight into. Sometimes when you're in an outlying area of a particular town, you don't have access to these kind of expertise and these kind of forums. So when you do have an opportunity of such gathering, you do take maximum benefit. And many people were discussing amongst each other. I was witnessing during the break. Okay, so we are implementing this policy on our side, and this is how we are overcoming this issue in our community, etc. In the end, they had a panel discussion. The panel discussion was centered around four things. Number one was political activism in our community, encouraging the local committee members to be active in their particular committee and in their particular community in terms of what's happening on the ground. I mean, if there's xenophobic violence taking place in the community, then they must be active members. They must go and combat these kind of situations. They must engage the local media, try and get articles published in the local newspapers, and also working on a national front. So the first issue that was discussed in the panel discussion was the political activism. The second issue that was discussed was the issue of racism. Every now and then we see that this problem is creeping up in our society. Number three, we spoke about Muslim presence in mainstream, and this is as far as media is concerned. And then the fourth thing that we discussed was UKSA and its service to the Ummah, etc. So the panel discussion went off for about 25 minutes, and then the floor was open, and naturally with any program, time is always against us, and it's difficult to cover everything. But like I mentioned there also, that the objective of these discussions is to get a trajectory of the community, where the community is going, what kind of discussions are taking place in the community circles, what are some of the challenges, so that when you go back home, you've got things to work with, and you know that, okay, these are the kind of issues that currently in our society, and perhaps we can find some solutions and work towards a better society. And putting our minds together, alhamdulillah, you get to learn a lot. And every person has his own upbringing and his own way of seeing things, and that makes it even more versatile for the panelist and for the participants, as you get to hear different perspectives from people. So a good initiative on behalf of the Jamiatul Ulama, and alhamdulillah, we need to see more forums like these coming up at a more regular interval so that we can benefit from each other's expertise. And there were honest opinions that were made by people. There was nothing that you can't say this or you can't say that. People were not holding back, let me tell you that. Those people who wanted to say whatever they wanted, they had an opportunity. They stood up, they made their point, and alhamdulillah, the ulama fraternity or the leadership circle were quite open to criticism and also to areas of improvement. And I mean, after all, it's an organization run by humans, and humans by their very nature are prone to making mistakes. So nobody is perfect, nobody is flawless, and in this spirit, we all, alhamdulillah, benefit from each other and hear each other out. So a good program, all in all, everybody benefited, and there was also chows at the end of the day, mashallah, after Dhuhr Salah. And there were people who had attended from Venda. They left 3 o'clock in the morning. Some drove all the way from Durban, and there were others also who came from Polokwane. In fact, after I chaired that session, the one gentleman came and he caught me by surprise. He said, "Tell me, where did you meet me last week?" And I'm thinking, hey, you know, I met so many people last week. I quickly had to put my thinking cap on, but shukr, alhamdulillah, in a few seconds I was able to picture the person and the place he came from. So I said, "Yeah, from Polokwane." So, but I couldn't get the name. I must admit. So I think I need to work more harder in remembering people's names. I did manage to remember the face, but I couldn't get the name there. So But I got away by saying, from Polokwane, mashallah, the stationery shop. And that was sufficient to bail me out for that situation. So alhamdulillah, people came from far and wide, Polokwane, Venda, and surrounding areas in Johannesburg, Sandton, Houghton, Robertsham, Mayfair West, etc. All alhamdulillah, the committee members were present. And hopefully good results will spur from here, inshallah. Committee members can, inshallah, benefit from each other. If you know somebody who had attended and you are not there and you are serving on a committee, it's always good to get in touch with them. Perhaps they can exchange few ideas that they have picked up from the forum. And alhamdulillah, you can also implement it on your side. And mashallah, throughout the session, the people raised the plight of the muadhineen, that their salaries need to match at least at a livable standard, and they need to be treated with more dignity, with more respect, etc. These were some of the messages that came out from the forum, alhamdulillah. And there were one, two committees that presented their model. I don't have the exact details here, but perhaps if you speak to the organizing committee of the Jamiatul Ulama who put this program together, perhaps they will be able to give you more details. I think there was a PowerPoint on that working document as far as that committee is concerned. They had some good ideas as to how they are channeling their funds and how they are assisting the current employees under them, and how they are working with them. It was in the Lodim region, that much I know, but I don't have the finer details. Perhaps you can get in touch with them, inshallah. It brings us to the end of today's edition of the program, as they call it, the Monday morning mix. You can hear of anything and everything on this program. And alhamdulillah, all in good spirits. Until we meet again tomorrow morning on the early breakfast show between 5 and 6, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.